ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. You're listening to Talk Football with Coach K. And, Coach, we have ourselves a special guest on the line, a good friend of the show. I'll go ahead and let you do the introductions. Take it away.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everybody's familiar with around here with Coach Jim Haslett and his time as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Did a great job over there. Not many people realize the transition going in and what they did, turning it around, and then the hurricane comes along and the problems that that came about that were had nothing to do with. That created some insurmountable obstacles there. But anyway, Jim did a great job. He's coached for a number of years and, of course, played for us. He was all-pro player at Buffalo and went on and played with the Jets, coached with us at Sacramento when we won the World Bowl, and then coached with the Raiders and Pittsburgh and the Rams and you name it. So anyway, Jim's got a great, great background, and he's with the Tennessee Titans now. And Jim, to start things off, I understand yesterday that you got a linebacker, another linebacker, got a pretty good reputation on rushing the passer.
Yeah, he, we signed Bud Dupree, and everybody's fired up within the organization. He kind of fits us. Plays hard, tough, beats tight ends up. He's a heck of a football player. He went through an injury last year. At the end of the year, he got his ACL, but they said he's coming back. He's doing great. And, everybody's fired up about it. So, you get good football players like that that play hard, that kind of fits what we do.
Yeah, I know it's good. Well, between you and Vrabel, I'm sure that and you play like a good, tough, hard-nosed football that you guys play, and always in every ball game, and play the game the way it's supposed to be played. We all appreciate that. There's so many things going on that are still unusual, created because of this virus. But the big problem, as I see it, in accumulating everything that we've been used to, that you've been used to, for example, teams have been used to, coaches and scouts, and getting that information and the big stockpile that you had, the one thing that you really had going was that combine in Indianapolis. And not having that this year, we had all the coaches, all the scouts, and people there. You had a chance to talk with them and have private meetings with them. You had all of the physical requirements that you had a chance to evaluate, plus some intangibles as well through meetings. You don't have that. And I'm just wondering how you feel you're going to get anywhere near the same amount of quality information when the only thing you can do, and I understand only three people can go to a combine to the pro days that colleges have. Gosh, the logistical nightmare of moving people all around the country to try to get information, and I'm sure there'll be some sharing somewhere, but how do you duplicate what you're now missing?
Coach, I think that's the biggest problem that you're going to have in evaluating players now. It's, I'll give you the routine right now. I had 16 players in the last 3 weeks that I had to Zoom, so I would have to call the agent up, set up a time, make sure he could call into me, and then I would spend up to 1 hour on Zoom meetings with them. So you're trying to figure out how intelligent they are, how well they speak, what kind of person they are. It's nice to see them. I didn't think I'd ever say this, but I think I missed the combine because this, you get a chance to go face-to-face with them. You can see how big they are. You can see how fast they are. You can watch them work out. You spend time with them, at nighttime, and that's all gone. So right now, I'm meeting players through Zoom, trying to get as much background as I can on them before I talk to them so I can ask them questions, what happened here, what happened in 2018, 19, 20, and you just run out of time. But you can have up to, I want to say, 4 hours coaches over the next month. You can call them up. You got to set it up. You have to have an appointment because you got all 32 other teams doing the same thing. So it's not as good. I don't think it is. I got a little bit out of it. You can see, like, I'll throw a defense up and I'll go through it, like, when we first get on. And then at the end, I'll have them try to repeat it back to me and see how much they can retain. That doesn't really mean they're smart or they're not, or they can't code or they can't get ball. But right now, that's the only thing you have to work with. I could honestly say in all the years, 30 some years coaching, this is the first year I think I'm going to miss the combine.
Yeah, I know. Amazing. Well, what do you get some tape from the pro day workouts at the different schools around? Do you at least get tape that you can order?
We'll get the workouts. Like the Senior Bowl, I just looked at the Senior Bowl and all the one-on-ones and individual and everything. And, you know, half the players, the good players didn't play. I'm not saying all good players. A lot of the guys opted out. They didn't want to play in it because of the COVID. So you still had some players, but not, you know, not the whole gamut. You know, so it's, you'll get to watch the workouts. You can send up the three people there. So mostly the head coaches go. I'll go to a couple, but not many. You know, we'll go to a few, but it's just different because when you're there, like when you go to the school, the workouts, I would spend time with them in the morning. Whoever this player was, I would spend time with them in the morning. You'd eat lunch with them. You'd watch the workout. You could spend time with them afterwards. You can talk to the coaches about the player when you're there. And now you have to dig and try to find information. It's just not the same. It's just different. So it is hard. It's hard to hit the right guys all the time.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how you're going to get the information gathered, sorted out, and then have the ability to, as we used to get the scouts and the coaches together and get the different opinions.
Yes.
When you go to these
pro days, you got to talk to the right coach because most of the coaches are told, don't say anything bad about our players. We want them all drafted. We want our program to be up there so with the elite. So if you don't know somebody within the building or have a chance to talk to another coach or if you know somebody, you can get all the information on the kid. Here he is. This is what he does. This is what he does best. This is what he needs to improve on, yada, yada, yada. But when you don't go and see them and you don't have time to get on, and you don't know the coaches because they're not there and you don't have their personal cell numbers, and you don't collect a lot of information.
Yeah, so true. I'm just, it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. And I can almost assure you that even though we've always admitted, everybody's admitted that this is not an exact science. And the draft is certainly not an exact science. This year it would be less of an exact science for sure. It's going to be a lot of these things I think are going to be hit and miss. But having said that, I'm sure you're aware of the unusual situation that has taken place, most of it yesterday, with New England out there really, really active in the free agency market and picking up two very, very prominent tight ends. I think two good receivers and some other defensive players. Plus, they had those players coming back that opted out last year. It sure looks like they're going to be a different team from a talent standpoint and a depth standpoint this year.
Yeah, they signed one of our tight ends who I think was really good player and athletic and tough, can catch the ball. And then they signed one today. So they did a good job at accumulating, you know, the two tight ends. Knowing them, they're not done. They lost a lineman, but they gained one back who's really a good player. You know, I think they've done a good job, you know, up to this point. But, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot with in free agency because you got kind of the same thing going on. You know, you watch tape and you evaluate them what you see. Now, do they fit into your system? Do they fit into what you do? How smart are they? How tough are they? You know, the free agency is kind of a gamble, too. It's kind of the modern-day version of the draft.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jim, can you stay with us? We need to take a quick break here, and
yep,
I'd like to come back and I've got two or three questions we'd really like to find out. So if you could stick
Sounds
with
good.
Us, please do so. Okay.
All right, Coach.
All right, Davis.
And we'll take a quick time out, and we'll return with Coach Jim Haslett right here on Talk Football with Coach K on ESPN Pensacola 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. Welcome back into Talk Football with Coach K here on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. Happy that you're joining us today. And joining us on the line, we have current inside linebackers coach for the Tennessee Titans, Jim Haslett. Coach K, take it away.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate you staying with us here, Jim. We really do. Listen, on the quarterback situation around the league, we still got a... quite a few things that haven't been settled yet. You've got Watson still talking about not playing in Houston, and we've got the situation up at Seattle where Russell is talking about wanting to move to another team, go to another team, whatever. These things are totally out of control. I won't get into that as I've been over the last two or three times on the air. I think it's detrimental to the whole league. It upsets the whole foundation of the league. Just you can't have people moving around at their own whenever they decide to move and where they decide to move. Then they won't have a league for anybody. But anyway, what do you see happening with the volatile quarterback situation and all the talk about maybe New York trading Donald yet? Where do you see this thing going? Do you see him making a move?
Well, you know, Coach, I do think being a next player, I do think it's getting a little bit out of hand, you know, from the perspective, you know, the quarterback's making a lot of money, which he should. I mean, they're the ones who run the team. They're the most important player. They're the ones vulnerable to getting injury. But, you know, they start dictating where they want to go and who they want to play with and all, you know, all that stuff. So I do think it gets a little bit out of hand. But you can understand some people's sentiment. They don't like losing. I got that. I understand that, you know, from being the ex-player. I understand all that. But I think that, like, in Houston's case, you know, Deshaun Watson's a great football player. I can't imagine David Culley or Nick, you know, just saying, "Well, if you don't want to be here, we don't want you." That's hard for me to believe. You know, same thing with Russell Wilson. You know, knowing Pete Carroll, that's hard for me to believe that you just say, "Well, oh, you don't want to be here, we'll just, you know, get a new guy." So I'm surprised. I can understand some of the movement around the league because everybody's trying to upgrade and get in the higher echelon with quarterbacks. And, you know, I got all that. I understand that. But I do think it'll come to a point sometime where someone's going to say enough's enough.
No question about it. And, you know, and looking around just in your division, for example, Indianapolis, and what a division you guys are in. You got Indianapolis, who I think is a good football team. They've got a good offensive line. They've got good backs, one of the best backs, a young kid, rookie last year from Wisconsin. And they've got a good defense, a productive defense. I understand why Tilton is going to opt out, but he's probably about at the end of the road anyway. And they get Wentz, and that's going to be the key to me is how that's going to work out, is reuniting with Frank Reich. And we know Frank's done a good job, so you have to consider, you know, a good coaching job that they do there. So you got that, and you guys, both those teams in particular, are certainly contenders. How do you what's the prognostication from you guys about the moves that Indy has made?
Well, I think the whole division is it's a good division. You know, you start with Indy, they added Carson Wentz. They, you know, obviously we played with Frank, and Frank's a great coach and done a great job there. And they got, like you said, really good offense, defensive lines. They got linebackers who can run. They're skilled. They got good receivers, good tight ends, the best tight end they need to play hardly last year. So, you know, that's we split with them last year, and then we won our division. Yeah, that's always a battle. Hines is a heck of a running back. The kid from Wisconsin is a heck of a running back. And then you get on Houston. I mean, they won the division 2 years ago. I mean, they're still got loaded with players, and you know, obviously they'll get the quarterback back on board, and you know they got good players. And then you can look down what's going on in Jacksonville. They're going to get the first pick of the draft. Obviously, going to take a quarterback. And then you just look at what they're doing in free agency right now. They've upgraded their program. So I think the division is one of the stronger divisions in the league. And the team that wins it has a chance to move on and get an opportunity to play for the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think we've done a great job of utilizing our players and our talent. We upgraded yesterday, getting Autry and Bud Dupree. So, you know, it's one of those deals that hopefully we can do a better job coaching than they can. And that's not the easiest thing to do either.
Well, there's no doubt that between you guys and Indianapolis, I've got two absolute quality teams, two contenders to play in the Super Bowl right there in that same division. And I'm not so sure about Houston. I think Houston's going to almost have to start over, even though they're bringing in quite a few mid-round veterans right now. That's going to be interesting to see how they try to play this thing. You can't start over with rookies, so you lose every ball game. But it's going to be somewhat of a rebuilding job. And Jacksonville, my goodness, Urban Meyer, he can pick where to go to get create improvement. You win one ball game the year before, they could stumble through two or three wins, especially getting a top quarterback in the draft. But it's going to make it a little tougher with Jacksonville. They're going to be better, no doubt about it. But the other question that came up, people are looking at the Eastern division, and because Buffalo has proven to be a good, sound, solid NFL team now. I'm still not totally sold on the quarterback. I think he did a great job last year, but in that last ball game, he reverted back to what he was 2 years ago. You know, so I'm not sure that he's totally there for the whole season. But
I think that's a good division also. You know, we played the quarterback early in the season, and we played pretty well. We won. We scored a lot of points, I think 49 to something. But they caught on fire, and he was awesome. He did a great job. He's really athletic, can run around. You know, New England's done a good job this offseason of putting players, you know. I think the Jets have done a good job. They got Carl Lott. Kind of fits to what they're going to do on defense. You know, so I think that whole division has kind of upgraded with some talent, and obviously it's kind of wide open. I still think they got some good young quarterbacks in that division. So, but it's a lot of confidence. so far in this offseason, you know, jockeying for players and those type of things.
Yeah. How do you guys grade? How would you grade Tua?
You know what, Coach? We never played him, so I'm not really sure. And I never besides the college, we play Miami next year, so we'll get an opportunity to, you know, to go against them. But I didn't get a chance to see him. I don't think we crossed over one game last year, so I never even saw play.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, what about just a couple of real quick questions here. Jim, how do you see overall this year's draft class kids coming out this year? Every year, each draft is a little different. They're strong in certain divisions. Certain positions, maybe not as strong in others. A very poor year for some positions and a great year for others. How do you see this year's draft shaping up?
Yeah, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of good quarterbacks drafted this year. On defense, you know, there's good tight ends, some inside linebackers. There's the pass rushers are kind of all over the place, but with the pass rushers are scattered. But there's a bunch of them, you know. Looking to upgrade in those areas, you should be good. I don't know about the offensive line. You know, I don't really pay attention to it. I've met a few of them down here in Pensacola, but I don't know that many of them. And then, with the crossover, watching those receivers that LSU has and Alabama has, I mean, there's some really good players going to be in the draft this year.
Yeah, no question about it. I think from quarterback and receivers, really going to be a good draft for those positions. There's some other positions that you'll be a little slim on, but my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, I think there are four or five quarterbacks, that, and there are four, in my opinion, that are going to go three in early in the first round. Four that will be starters, that I would project as starters right now in the National Football League. And that's very unusual. That would almost go back to 1983. To rival.
Well, the best year I thought for the quarterback draft was when you drafted Jim Kelly and all those quarterbacks that year. There was a bunch of them that year, right?
That was the 83 draft. Still recognized as maybe the best quarterback draft. Elway and Kelly and Marino and Blackledge and
Kenny O'Brien.
It was quite a draft.
I think we drafted Jim down even later, and we got probably one of the, if not the best quarterback in the draft that year. So I don't know if it's I don't know if they'll ever be that good again, Coach.
I would agree with you, but I think this year is going to be a good draft year. I really do think they've got some people that are going to play, and not just play, but be very productive quarterbacks in the league. Jim, listen, I've kept you quite a while. I know you're trying to get some things done. I appreciate very much you taking the time to come on with us. But don't let you go, and again, we appreciate it. I do our
all right, Coach.
Station at all.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.